Now, back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River, a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark the Transmission Guy. Same old guy, just a new name. We are at halftime. Teams are getting ready to come out on the field for the start of the second half. Matt, why don't we run down some of the scores as we have them over throughout the Shore Conference, and I'll let you start.
All right. This is what I have so far, Kevin. You can jump on board with anything else that you might have seen come across your way. We start in Class A North, the two scores that we know of right now. Colts Neck leading Middletown South by a score of 21-7. Middletown North on top of Freehold Township in that game by a score of 20-0. Manasquan and Rumson just getting started in the third quarter, where the Big Blue have a 15-7 advantage in that contest. A South, one other game tonight. Toms River South leading Toms River North 24-0. At last check, and of course our game with Jackson on top of Brick 9-0. Class B North, Neptune with a 10-0 advantage on Wall. That game should be getting up and going in the third quarter. Class B Central, one big game going on at the break. It was Shore 14 and Keyport 7. Class B South, a bunch of games tonight, two of which I have scores on. Monsignor Donovan leading Jackson Liberty 20-3. Lakewood on top of Point Borough 18-12. Non-divisional games, Barnegat leading Red Bank 10-0. That game was at the half, and Mattawan had a 35-6 lead on New Brunswick.
I know Asbury Park, I believe, beat Keensburg. I think that game was a final, or it's late in the game, but Asbury Park was well on their way to a win there. Central and Manchester tied 6-6 at the half, Matt. That's a big game because a Golden Eagles win will allow them to clinch at least a share of the Class B South Championship. I think it's been more than 20 years since Central last won a title or about that. I don't know if you gave the score. If you did, I apologize. Colts Neck leads Middletown South 21-7. You did, so I missed that one. I apologize for that. Neptune over Wall 10-0 at the half. You gave that one. I'm listening to you. I'm just not paying attention.
That's okay.
I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that we might have missed.
Don't have Manalapan at Howell.
Did you do Mondon, Kev?
Yes.
20-3, right?
20-3 Mondon, right. Yes. By the way, that Toms River South score you gave over Toms River North just before halftime, Russell Messler kicked a 47-yard field goal that ties him with the longest field goal of the season.
Bunch of games tomorrow as well in Class A Central. Red Bank Catholic will be at Monmouth Regional. Raritan playing at St. John Vianney. Also in Class A South, Lacey playing host to Brick Memorial. Southern and Toms River East will match up at the home of the Raiders. Both of those teams trying to figure out a way to get into the postseason. Ocean plays at Freehold tomorrow. Spotswood at Modern Day Prep. And Marlboro playing host to Edison. On the bye this week, Long Branch, Homedale, Point Beach, and Pinelands.
Yeah, that was an interesting result or an interesting score so far with Manasquan leading Rumson. They did a heck of a job on Charlie Volker. The Shore's leading rusher had just 33 yards at the half. He came into tonight's game with nearly 1,400 yards rushing, so credit that Manasquan defense at least through the first half. You did. What was the score you gave on the Barnegat Red Bank game?
10-0.
Okay, that's okay. That is correct. Touchdown, 2-yard touchdown run by Sinjin Erskine after the early field goal. So that's what we have.
And we'll keep you updated as things continue to unfold. A bunch of games kind of where we are, either just getting out of halftime or just getting set for the start of the third quarter, which is what we are about to do here. Both teams have made their way back onto the field. Brick and Jackson right now getting set for the start of the third with
Matt,
the Jags up top 9-0. Yes, Ed.
Joe Zabranek, sophomore quarterback, warming up for the Dragons on the sideline. Do not see Joe Phillips on the sideline, so expect to see a lot of Wildcat and maybe Joe Zabranek, the young sophomore.
It's Tom Zabranek.
Tom Zabranek, the quarterback.
Tom Zabranek, number 14. I watched him warm up.
Yep.
There's a couple of other quarterbacks listed on the roster, but he'll be the guy, and this really will put Brick in a huge hole with Carmen Scalfani out, now Joe Phillips apparently injured, and we won't even raise the issue of whether he'll return or not, but he is certainly not out here to start the second half. And what it will do, and Jackson, by the way, will get the ball first. They won the toss and deferred. What it will do is it will put a ton of pressure, Matt, on the Brick defense, because I think you've got to almost take the attitude, if you're Brick right now, we can't give up any more points.
Yeah, any more, really, exactly. At all. It's already a two-possession game right now, and anything more than that, you would think the game may be almost out of reach. So we'll wait and see what happens when Brick gets the football on the offensive side. Instead, it will be the Green Dragons getting set here to kick off with Anthony Starego handling those chores, going back deep. Adarin Curit among those, and number 10, that is Mike Christie. Christie has the ball go past him. He's able to pick it up at the 10-yard line. Late start here, out over the 15, and then hit and dropped at about the 18, maybe the 19-yard line. Had the ball kind of take a weird hop and get around him. So Jackson will start with the ball here on top, 9-0. We talked, obviously, of the implications of this game. The winner here tonight wins Class A South outright. Brick will have played their 9 games before the playoffs. Jackson and Jackson Liberty with their annual Thanksgiving Day game, but really has nothing to do with the division race.
By the way, Phillips also a starting cornerback on defense. It looks like Jaquez Johnson has taken his place there.
Out of the eye, it'll be Kanai Glover leaping over a tackler at the 20-yard line. And bouncing forward to the 24 for a gain of 6. Make it 2nd and 4. 11:40 to go here as we are up and going now in the third quarter. Well, Phillips certainly a big loss all the way around. And this Brick team will wait and see when they get the football back, how they kind of operate. The other option, I guess, would be just go wildcat and hope Fattoruso can break a couple, but maybe not the wisest of choices, especially with a good rush defense like Jackson. Joe DiMeo up under center, has receivers either way from the eye. It'll be Glover again. Good size hole off the left side that gets closed down fairly quick by a bunch of green shirts. Ray Fattoruso there. Tim Cardozo also in on that tackle. Gain of just about 2, third down and a long 2. Coming up.
Well, the Brick defense under the direction of Brian McNamara can make a statement here with a 3-and-out to start the second half. I don't think they'll get anything fancy here. It'll be a run for sure.
Brick certainly can play Jackson to run the football more times than not. The only pass that's been really successful, 1-2 a Damiola that he fumbled, and a couple of flat patterns. On the give, it'll be Glover, who is hit in the backfield and dropped. A loss of 5 all the way back to the 23-yard line, and again, it is Ray Fattoruso leading the defensive charge.
What a terrific player this junior is. Fattoruso does it all, and he just shot a gap there and got Glover before he could even get near the line of scrimmage, and that'll force the punt, and Brick should come out of this with pretty good field position.
Maybe you take a chance every once in a while on a special teams and see if you can create a turnover. Good snap. Celedonio with mild pressure gets off a high kick, angled and bouncing at the Brick sideline on the Green Dragons side of the 50-yard line. It goes out of bounds at the Brick 49, so certainly good field position to work with here. If Brick can get themselves back in with this drive, we've got ourselves a ball game. 9:46 to go in the third. Jackson 9 and Brick nothing.
And will we see the sophomore quarterback?
It looks like Ray Fattoruso bringing the play in from the sideline and will break from the huddle and lead the team up to the line of scrimmage. Drew Scott, number 4, who started at the tight end tonight, he was also banged up. I don't think he is back on either. Looked like he had a shoulder injury before. On 1st and 10, Mike Muratore across the formation in motion. It'll be Fattoruso on the carry. Hard 3.5-yard run into Jackson territory. Celedonio on the stop after a gain of 3.5, maybe 4.
Matt, Scott has not returned since that hit. You are correct.
2nd down, and let's call it a long 6. Has Brick taken their time back in the huddle? Tom Zabranek, the sophomore quarterback, was warming up. He will stay on the sideline, and Fattoruso will come out again with the wildcat look. Trips formation off to the left. Muratore, the single wingman, to the right. Fattoruso with the cadence will put Muratore in motion, give it to him. Little jet sweep off the left side. He's going to have the first down, spin his way forward over the 40 and down to about the 36-yard line. 10-yard pickup off an end around, and it is a First down and 10 coming up for Brick.
Nice little play there. Fattoruso has faked that play several times. That time handed it to Muritor, who did a nice job.
Okay, the young sophomore in the game now, Matt.
Tom Zabranek, we can only guess this is his first varsity action. On first and 10, we'll take it over. A split back set. Receiver is number 5, Jaquez Johnson, off the right side. Fumbles the snap, gets it, going to run off the right side, lower the shoulder, and get decent yardage down to the 31-yard line. That'll go as a gain of just about 6. Jared Calhoun on the tackle. Second and 4 coming up. I guess as long as you can get the snap and you can have some blocking up front, you can pretty much throw anyone back there. Just look for a hole. Zabranek at 5'10", 165 pounds, will stay in here and operate on a second and 4. Johnson again, the wide receiver, split right. Tight ends either way. The give will be to Muritor off the left side, looking for something to pop open, and it does. Tripped up, I think, just shy of the first down. Mike Petrizzo coming up to make that stop. Third and 1 with 7:30 to go in the third quarter.
You almost think, Matt, this may be four down territory as they penetrated inside the Jackson 30.
Brick has changed tactics here, Kevin. Obviously, with Phillips not in the game, they have huddled since they've gotten the football, something we didn't see them really do. They would go right to the line and get plays in signaled from the sideline. Fattoruso in here at the Wildcat. Motion again. It'll be Fattoruso up the middle. He's going to have the first down, getting down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. A gain of 3. Again, nothing fancy right now. Petrizzo will make the tackle, and it will be another set of new downs for Brick. If I was Brick, I would run this until Jackson stopped you.
You know, if you think about it, Matt, 3 yards of play get you pretty darn close to the first down. And also, let's keep this in mind. If Brick could even get a field goal out of this possession, Anthony Starego has made his only field goal attempt of the season, that would cut it from a 2-score to a 1-score game.
On first and 10, Muritor with Fattoruso getting the direct snap, looking for a hole off the left side, instead goes up the middle. He'll have good yardage, about an 8-yard pickup down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line with 6 minutes remaining here in this third quarter. Jackson is back on the heels a little bit defensively. Ken Bradley made that tackle. It'll be second and 2.
Well, this game is going to be one up front. Right now, the Brick offensive line getting a nice surge and giving Fattoruso some holes to run through.
Second and 2. Zabranek checks back into the game at the quarterback. Muritor, the running back to his right. Fattoruso, the back to his left. Jackson, a little disorganized, now has it set up at the line. Muritor will get it, trying to spin forward. He will have forward progress down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. That will be a first down. Muritor a little slow to get up, lost his helmet and had his jersey ripped off. Marcus Adamiola credited with that tackle. And because the helmet came off, Muritor will also have to come off for just a second as Zabranek runs over, gets the play, and comes back into the huddle. Rumson has come back to tie things with Manasquan at 15. Charlie Volker with a good drive, had about 60 yards on that touchdown scoring drive and a 2-yard touchdown. On first down and 10, Zabranek stays in at the quarterback spot. We'll give it to Fattoruso off the left side, stacked up at the line of scrimmage and then driven out of bounds. Adamiola and a host of white shirts in on the tackle.
Adamiola did a nice job that time of standing up the offensive lineman trying to block him and then able to make the tackle as well for no gain.
5 minutes to go, 5:08 to go, I should say, with the clock stopped here for just a second in a pretty fast-moving third quarter. You know, with the change and going back into the huddle, Brick taking a lot of time in between all of these offensive plays.
And the ball is staying on the ground.
Shorten the game, right? Shorten the game for the Dragons.
Ball spotted right now at the 13. Fattoruso looking for the direct snap with wings either side. Long cadence, Muritor going to get it. Coming around left end, or right end rather, dives down inside the 10 and gets to about the 8. That will go as a 5-yard pickup. Make it second, third and 3. Ken Bradley on the tackle.
Muritor did a nice job of cutting that play up at the exact moment when there was the seam to get some positive yardage. Picked up about 4 or 5. Should make this a workable third down.
They're in a situation here where they do need 2 scores. So on fourth down here, and they do need about a long 4 to make this first. To make the first down, they may decide to kick a field goal.
Wide receiver off to the left, wings either way. Fattoruso again will get the direct snap. Will fake it to Muirtor, run it into the left side of the line. Not going to have it up for the first down. Gets down inside the 10, a little bit more to the 9-yard line, but still a few yards shy of the first down. And close enough for Anthony Starego to come out and give it a shot to try and make this a one-score game.
Well, this is a huge point in this game. Starego, of course, the left-footed kicker.
Right on the 15, a 25-yarder.
He is a left-footed kicker. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. It is drifting off to the left and hits the upright. No good. Missed opportunity for Brick on a 25-yard missed field goal. And with 3:43 to go, Jackson dodges a bullet and gets it back.
Well, that is a huge miss, obviously, because you're talking about a 9-3 game, which becomes a one-score game. And I think what it also does, Matt, it takes a little steam out of the Brick offense. After a great drive, all that time and all those plays, and you come up with nothing. Very, very difficult. The ball will move out to, I believe, the 20-yard line, and it will be first and 10 for the Jaguars with 3:43 to go in the third quarter. They're still up 9-0.
See, what Jackson can do is they get the football back. Didn't have a great drive after the opening kickoff. DeMayo will come up under center. From the eye, it is Bradley and Glover. Curate across the formation, motioning right to left. Here's the pitch coming to the near side for Kanai Glover. Out over the 20, dives forward to the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. Good pursuit by Brick. Fattoruso, of course, among those in on the tackle for the Green Dragons. Our schedule next week on Friday night, TBA, as we will wait for the state playoff brackets to be announced and then make our decision as to where we were cover. We'll have that decision up on our website after the weekend. Of course, you can follow everything on our Thursday night show. On second down here, let's call it 7 with 3 minutes to go. DeMayo, three-step drop, throws a fade pattern into the Brick sideline for Damiola. Good coverage laid on by number 5, Jaquez Johnson. It goes as an incompletion and sets up now 3rd and 7, and it stops the clock with 2:56 to go in quarter number 3.
I didn't quite understand that play right there, guys. I mean, Jackson has been controlling the ball. When they do on the ground, you're just doing Brick a favor there by stopping the clock on the incompletion. Now they only have one chance here to get 7 yards.
Curate and Adamiola split the wide receiver spot. From the shotgun, DeMayo will operate here. Brick bringing 4. They'll throw it to the outside. Ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. DeMayo wanted Glover in the flat, instead an incompletion. And on that one opportunity, as you said, Ed, no good. So it will be a punting situation for Jackson yet again.
I think it was Jordan Keefe who got up to block that one and deflect that pass.
Brick should get excellent field position again right around midfield. The punting for Jackson has not been great tonight.
Celedonio on. He'll step into it about his own 12-yard line. Leach back deep. High snap. Another wobbly kick angled towards the Brick sideline and will bounce out almost at the identical spot the last punt did at the Brick 49-yard line.
Amazing. So Brick has had the ball twice in this second half, both times at their 49-yard line. A time-consuming drive the first time, but they missed the field goal, and now the question is, can they capitalize here? The defense has just played outstanding. It's been a game dominated by defense, and I think both of you guys would agree the Brick offense has actually been better than the Jackson offense, but it doesn't matter.
I'll give you some numbers, Kevin. 87 total yards for the Jaguars and only 4 first downs.
Yeah, but with a 9-0 lead.
Fattoruso on to run the offense here. Double wing set off to the right, and now a triple wing set. Power to the right side. Fattoruso gets it. The edge is sealed. Fattoruso to the open field. He will get pushed out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. Let's see where they will spot this. Not sure where he stepped out. It looks like they're going to take it back a little bit.
I think there might be a flag down. Oh, it's going to come back for a hold.
On the corner where Fattoruso turned, offensive right corner.
We couldn't see it because the flag was blocked by the Brick sideline.
Can't even see where it's thrown. Looks like about the 40-yard line, which is 10 yards down the field. So essentially this will kind of go as a no play, and it will be pushed back to the original line of scrimmage, and we'll do it again.
That's exactly right, Matt. It'll be just where the ball started.
First and 10 again, 2:40 to go in the third quarter.
Almost like it never happened, right?
Well-designed play that with the hold negates what probably would have been about a 20-yard pickup. Fattoruso back on here. Sends a receiver and a double wing set to his left. Wing to the right is Muratore. He will be the motion man. He will get the carry running left into the open field. 45 to the 40. He'll have a first down inside that Jackson 40-yard line to about the 38, 13-yard pickup for Brick. Again, as we said, nothing fancy, but the line of scrimmage right now, not just being won, being dominated by the Brick front five.
There's no doubt about it. Brick has really seized the momentum here in this third quarter, but they are fighting a bit of an uphill battle.
Yeah, they've done everything but put the ball in the end zone.
They're down to their third-string quarterback, and then half the time running a wildcat offense in which they really don't have a quarterback.
Which is what they will do here on first down and 10. Single receiver is Johnson. Been jealous, the H-back across the formation. Fattoruso running left into the strength of that set and tripped up at about the 35-yard line. Ken Bradley in on that tackle. But Jackson, you have to think Brick is going to run it. They haven't really made a big play in the backfield in this wildcat set.
You know, Ed did mention that Fattoruso has thrown an option pass for a touchdown.
It's coming.
You
it's
wonder
coming.
At some point
Mark if he's, it down.
He's going to head to that line of scrimmage and stop and look to hit a receiver.
Single wide out here is Johnson. No safety help up over the top. Kenai Glover has him man on man. This time the strength of the formation will be to the right. Muratore will get it. Trying to stretch things out. Go outside zone. This time, a little bit better job by Jackson. About a 2-yard pickup for Muratore. Aaron Currit coming up to make the tackle, along with number 75, Tyler Rauch, who will make the stop. We are inside of a minute to go in this third quarter.
A fast-moving third quarter and a third down and 5. And again, big plays here. I'll speculate this is 4-down territory. I would think they'd go for it on 4th down.
It will again be Fattoruso. Tom Zabranek, the sophomore, hasn't seen any action yet in this set. Tim Cardoso and Bingelis, the two-back set off to the right. Muratore set left. He'll motion this time. It'll be Fattoruso up the middle. Big head of steam. He'll have a first down and more. Inside the 20, tackled at the 21-yard line. That is a gain of 12 with 22 seconds to go. Zach Tetro able to get him. There is a Brick player down right now.
That is Matt Ulafanula, the big right guard, 6'2", 280-pound senior, with 22 and a half seconds here left in the third quarter. A third quarter that has been totally dominated by the Green Dragons. They've done everything but score.
You know, we talked about that Fattoruso option pass. The time to do it, in my opinion, would be on first down.
Yeah.
Because that's when you're, you know, not looking for it. And I'm telling you, if he would just fake it and throw it down, I guarantee you somebody will be wide open.
Rumson and Manasquan have headed into the fourth quarter tied at 15. So a good game that we expected certainly up there. Kind of a non-divisional showdown for both of those clubs.
Wall, I'm sorry, man. I was going to say Wall is on the board, and they trail Neptune 10-7 midway through the third quarter.
Ulafanula continuing to be worked on. We'll hold it here while this is going on. We have the quarter break coming up as well. Barnegat leading Red Bank Regional by a score of 17-0. That game with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bengals trying to get back on track after getting beat last week by Lakewood.
Guys, here's one to keep an upset alert in Manchester, where the Hawks lead Central 12-6 with 8 minutes left in the third quarter.
Ulafanula is up and limping off, noticeably limping off right now, and seems to be in some pain. He was a former guest on the show, and we know one thing about him. He is a tough, tough football player.
No,
so if he's limping, you know he's probably in some serious pain.
And he's a key player on both sides of the ball. Right guard on offense will play nose on defense. That'll be a loss. Certainly for the offensive line, which has moved the ball pretty well here. Let's see who takes his place at that right guard spot.
Brick has it now, 1st and 10.
Do not have to run one here, Matt.
No,
I would be surprised if they do.
Clock is up and running. They will not break from the huddle, which will send us into our quarter break. We have played 3. Jackson right where they were at halftime, leading 9-0. Green Dragons, though, on the move with the Wildcat offense. 9-0 the score, A-South championship on the line, and 12 minutes of activity left here in this contest. We step out for 30 seconds, back with more high school football on our Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.